The Issue of Saturday. One Saturday, Jesus passed through some wheat fields, and his disciples began plucking off heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. So some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing something that is not allowed to be done on Saturday?" Jesus answered them, saying, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, he and his companions? He went into the temple of God and took and ate some of the bread of the sacred offering, the eating of which was not lawful except for the priests alone. He also gave some of it to his companions." Then he said to them, "The one who became man has authority over Saturday." He heals on a Saturday. On another Saturday, he went to the house of worship and began to teach. There was a man there whose right hand was paralyzed. The religious scholars and the Pharisees were trying to find grounds for an accusation against Jesus, so they began watching him to see if he would heal on a Saturday. However, he knew their thoughts. He said to the man whose hand was paralyzed, "Get up and stand in front of everyone." So the man got up and stood in front of them. Then Jesus said to them, "I have a question for you. Is it lawful on a Saturday to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it?" He looked around at them all and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out and his hand was completely healed. At this, they became very angry and conferred together about what they should do with Jesus. He chooses his companions. One day, Jesus went to the mountain to pray, and he spent all night in prayer to God. When morning came, he called his disciples, and he chose 12 of them, whom he called apostles. They were Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called a zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. Jesus teaches and heals many people. Then he came down with them and stood on a flat place, where there was a large gathering of his disciples, as well as a great gathering of people from all over the region of Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coastland of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to receive healing from their diseases, and those who were tormented by evil spirits received healing. The entire crowd kept trying to touch him, because power was going out from him and was healing them all. True happiness. He looked at his disciples and said, "How fortunate for you who are poor, because you have a share in the kingdom of God. How fortunate for you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. How fortunate for you who weep now, for you will laugh. How fortunate for you whenever people hate you, reject you, insult you, and revile your name as if it were evil, simply because you are followers of the one who became man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, because your reward in heaven is great, for their forefathers mistreated the prophets in the same way. But how terrible it will be for you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort here. How terrible it will be for you who are satisfied now, for you will be hungry. How terrible it will be for you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. How terrible it will be for you when all the people praise you, for their forefathers treated the false prophets in the same way." Love your enemies. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for the good of those who mistreat you. Whoever slaps you on your cheek, offer him the other cheek. And whoever takes your coat, don't withhold from him your shirt either. Give to everyone who asks you, and whoever takes what is yours, do not demand it back from him. Treat people in the same way that you want them to treat you. If you love someone who loves you, is there any credit to you for that? Even evildoers love those who love them. If you do good to someone who does good to you, is there any credit to you for that? Even evildoers do that. And if you lend to someone who you know will repay you, is there any credit to you for that? Even evildoers lend to other evildoers and expect repayment in full. But love your enemies and do good to them. Lend to them where there is no hope of repayment. Then your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for He is gracious even to ungrateful people and evildoers. Be compassionate, just as God your Father is compassionate. Do not judge anyone. Do not judge anyone. Then God will not judge you. Do not find fault with others. Then God will not find fault with you. Forgive others, and God will forgive you. Give, and God will give to you. Into your lap, He will pour for you a full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and flowing over. For the measure with which you measure out to others is the same one by which it will be measured out to you. Then he told them this parable. Is a blind person able to lead another blind person? Will they not both fall into a pit? A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who completes his education will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the piece of straw in your brother's eye, yet do not notice the plank of wood that's in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the piece of straw from your eye," while you do not see the plank that's in your own eye? You hypocrite! Remove the plank from your eye first, then it will be possible for you to see in order to remove the piece of straw from your brother's eye. We can know a tree by its fruit. It is not possible for a good tree to produce bad fruit, or for a bad tree to produce good fruit. For each tree can be known by its fruit. We don't pick figs from the thorn bushes or grapes from the brambles. A good person presents goodness from the goodness stored in his heart, and a bad person presents evil from the evil stored in his heart, because the mouth speaks the things that fill the heart. Two kinds of foundation. Why do you call me Master, Master, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and listens to what I say and does it, I can compare him for you to a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on rock. Then when a flood occurred, the river surged against the house, but was unable to shake it because it was well built. As for anyone who hears what I say but does not do it, he is like a man who built a house on the dirt without a foundation. Then the river surged against it, and it collapsed at once and was totally ruined.